Hello.
Yes, it was like getting to request a call back from customer service.
Last night, I signed up for some sort of service or whatever, and I didn't mean to. The page before it said pay $5 and get a free item, and so I did the $5, and then when I clicked submit or whatever, it freaked signing up for something else. And this is the customer service number for that.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
66801.
Right. What's your first and last name?
Regina Miller, but it's under Chase Miller, my husband.
Right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
631 Sherman, Emporia, Kansas, 66801.
Thank you.
Yeah, he got up this morning and he was like, "What the heck is this charge?" I was like, "It was supposed to be $5."
All right, so I have an account pulled up here. It looks like I do see where you tried to take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, yes, it looks like I do see that you have to read the terms and conditions. It tells you that they automatically enroll you into our Bite Tub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89.
Okay, well, I would like to cancel that. I do not want it.
Okay. Yeah, so basically the app focuses on how to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. Would you like to try it at $20 a month?
Absolutely not.
All right, well, give me 1 second. I'll get it canceled out.
By the way, the screen says, it said, I have my screenshot. It said, congratulations, you have won. It doesn't say that I'm entered into a sweepstakes.
One second. All right, just let me know when you want to write down the cancellation number.
Oh, shit. Okay, so how long will it take for the refund to show on there? Because you look pretty pissed at me.
You just did this, what, today, right? It's the
Yeah.
27th. Yeah, so it's still pending, correct? Yeah, so you'll have to wait until it posts and then call us back.
Okay. I mean, no, like it came out, like, or whatever. The account is not pending.
And you just did it, and it's already, it's not pending.
Yeah, well, I mean, it came out of the account. So, I mean, pending stuff just like shows that it's pending.
You said it's not showing that it's pending, and you just did it.
He's in the shower right now. I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I was about to say, because
But
usually.
it should have went just straight through. I don't know why it would be pending.
Oh, well, usually when people first do a transaction, it usually pings before it posts to the account.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I need that reverse. Like, I'm not going to wait till it posts. I mean, if you have to get your manager or whatever, I mean,
I
like,
mean, that's everybody has to wait until the post.
you can cancel the transaction right now and reverse it.
We don't cancel a transaction until it posts. That's why I was asking. Was it pending?
It's okay. He no was notified through his bank because it came through, right? And even if it's pre-authorized or whatever, you can put in the information to have it reversed right now.
Like I said, if it's showing that it's pending, we wait until it posts. That's for anybody that calls in.
Bayball, is it saying that it's pending or does it say that it's post?
It's pending.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they want me to call back after it's posted. So can you let me know when it's posted? And it doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, all right. He said it's fine.
Are you ready to write the number down?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
It's going to be 920-669.
Okay.
456.
Okay. C920-669-456.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Thank you.